So much for spending a few minutes with me. And there's something that the Attorney General, Letitia James, Jim, said that she, as she learned about the victims of this shooting, and we got some details from New York State Senator Tim Kennedy, in which the son of one of his staffers worked here, 20-year-old Zaire Goodman, who was shot in the neck by the suspect, the shooter, the bullet exited through the back, went to the hospital, he survived, and now has returned home. So just one of the stories of the people who were targeted here yesterday. Jim?
It's just horrific, Victor, and you're absolutely right to point out how this keeps happening over and over again in this country. Buffalo now joining just an awful, sad club of other cities to experience this racism-fueled violence. It's just terrible. Victor, thanks so much for that reporting there on the scene in Buffalo. We'll get back to you soon. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Coming up, breaking news ahead of Pennsylvania's high-stakes Senate primary. Democratic candidate and for Senate and current Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman suffers a stroke. What we're learning about his condition. That's next.
When you have auto glass damage, trust.
Okay, there you go. That was not the clip that we thought we had. Sorry about that. It happens from time to time. Coming up, though, we've got some big stuff coming up. Captain Sam Brown will join us. He is running for the U.S. Senate, taking on Adam Laxalt. And by the way, we understand that Captain Sam Brown has accepted the invitation for a debate coming up May 26th. Hosted by KLAS. It'll be interesting to see if the Laxalt campaign says yes to it. I think anytime you can get two candidates together in the same room facing off, that's the nature of America. Hopefully that will happen and happen soon. Also, Monty Bowen will give us the will give us kind of the other side of the coin. All this talk of gun violence and gun control. Monty Bowen, I think, is a pretty level-headed guy. And we'll see what his reaction to what happened in Buffalo and Orange County and Milwaukee and different places like that over the weekend. We got a lot to do and a lot of ground to cover in our final hour. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Financing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NMLS 64367.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Buffalo's police commissioner says the white gunman accused of a racist rampage at a supermarket planned to keep killing people if he had escaped the scene. Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia spoke to CNN on Monday while authorities investigated the massacre of 10 black shoppers. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says he is not ready to refer to the Buffalo shooting as domestic terrorism.
It is being investigated, as the FBI articulated, as a hate crime. The term domestic terrorism is a legal term, and because the investigation is ongoing, I won't employ that term.
The accused gunman, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, ultimately surrendered to police who confronted him in the supermarket's vestibule. He's pleaded not guilty to murder. Billionaire Jeff Bezos says Democratic Senator Joe Manchin saved the country from even worse inflation by opposing the Democrats' tax and spend infrastructure bill last year.
In a tweet Sunday, Bezos said Senator Joe Manchin had saved the Biden administration, quote, from themselves by voting against a $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill. The White House bristled, accusing Bezos of opposing a hike in the corporate tax rate because he doesn't want to pay what it calls his fair share. Bezos tweeted back that had the Democrats passed their massive tax and spend bill, quote, inflation would be even higher than it is today, and inflation today is at a 40-year high. Bob Agnew reporting.
A monster blaze churning in northern New Mexico for more than a month has blackened enough acreage to earn a place in the state's record books. Aside from being the largest wildfire currently burning in the U.S., the fire spreading through the Sangre de Cristo mountain range is now the largest in the arid state's recorded history. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 26 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 142. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-690-4040. That's 1-800-690-4040. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-690-4040. That's 1-800-690-4040.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth and repeal Sisolak's mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this, then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, if you drive on Interstate 515 in East Las Vegas at nighttime, you may have noticed it's a bit darker these days. But you can blame it on copper thieves. NDOT officials say the thieves recently got into the lighting infrastructure and stole the copper wiring connecting about 50 lights. Local officials say with the increase in the price of precious metals like copper, the number of thefts have actually increased. The RTC reports its staff has already put in more than 900 hours of work this year to make those repairs to its traffic management system because of copper thefts. Well, the Golden Knights fired head coach Pete DeBoer today after missing the playoffs for the first time in the five-year history of the Golden Knights. DeBoer, the franchise's second coach, went 98-50-12 after being hired in January of 2020. His 650 points percentage was better than his predecessor, Gerard Gallant's 601. However, Gallant's Rangers advanced to the semifinals with a win yesterday. The Boer led the Knights to the semifinals in 2020 and 2021, but injuries, poor play, and inconsistency kept the club out of the postseason this year.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, congestion on the Beltway right now. 215 eastbound at Gillespie, 215 westbound at Decatur. You're going to be touching the brakes as you enter downtown. US 95 eastbound, that's past Southern Rancho. And lane restrictions on Interstate 515, both directions between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, our final hour for a Monday, May 16th. Good to have you with us. Also good to have with us Captain Sam Brown, the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. He is a former Army captain and a darn good guy. He has been busy, though. He has been all over the place. Where are you calling us from today?
I am actually in Reno at our main office today. Spent yesterday down in the Washoe Valley and over at on the Lake Tahoe side of things, and I will be back in Vegas very soon.
Give me your sense. We've got May 28th is the start of early voting. We've got I just got my sample ballot in the mail over the weekend. The mail-in ballots will be going out here in a week or so. Can you give us your sense of how this race for the U.S. Senate is going?
Yeah, this is kind of one of the the dark horse races that has not received a lot of national attention. You know, as everyone has kind of been gripped by what's happening in Pennsylvania. A couple of weeks ago, we had Ohio. There's a lot of national coverage of the jockeying in Arizona. This one has just sort of been quietly moving along, but that is exactly how grassroots campaigns can thrive. And we have built an incredible operation that the next time some polling comes out, I think there's going to be a lot of folks that are shocked at what sort of progress we've brought this thing to. And it's going to be a very tight race.
I want to ask you about a couple of, kind of breaking news issues. Yesterday, obviously, we had the shootings in Buffalo. We had shootings in Orange County. We also had shootings over the weekend in Milwaukee in connection with the Milwaukee Bucks game. And of course, with that comes calls for gun control. What is your view on what needs to happen? How do we get the violence to stop?
Yeah, Kevin, calls for gun control are sort of the instant reaction that a lot of people have when the issue in most of these cases historically, and I'm sure we're going to find in these cases, is that mental health plays an overwhelming role in a lot of these and people that are going untreated. I actually believe that whether it's violence or homelessness, that focusing on what we can do to increase access to those who are or uninsured or underinsured, don't have the means to pay for mental health access, if we start to address that and provide that support, that we're going to see a lot of positive benefits in society.
I want to ask you about another issue that has come up in connection with, the whole issue of gun control, and that is there a middle ground on gun control that you would support?
I'm not sure what you mean by middle ground, Kevin.
There's let's ban guns. Let's ban magazines. Let's ban this. Let's ban that. Is there a middle ground, though, that conservatives can embrace? Because nothing has happened on gun control. I mean, there's nothing that's actually happened. Congress talks about it, but they never do anything about it.
You know, I'm not willing to consider any sort of, you know, so-called middle ground at this point. The fact is we've got a lot of laws already on the books, and you know, we have certainly mental health issues, but we also just have a breakdown of some of the processes that are in place. For example, when we have DAs who are turning down the opportunity to press aggressive felony charges against certain people, and they reduce those charges to some form of a misdemeanor, that changes their ability to access firearms. And so, no, I don't think that we should be, considering implementing new laws that further restrict gun access at this point.
Again, Captain Sam Brown joining us, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. He has a wealth of experience in the military, and that's one of the other major stories today, that President Biden has announced a troop deployment to Somalia. You put out a release saying that you are fearful that this could end up being a permanent deployment. Can you talk a little bit about your thoughts on what the president did today?
Yeah, you know, this is the sort of unilateral action that we see from the executive branch that is enormously troubling. And, you know, I want to be clear, I'm extremely confident in our military's ability to not only kind of combat terrorism around the world, but also to, be a great ally and partner to some of these other nations in training up, their government-related forces or even militias to combat terrorism locally. So the military has incredible capability. What we need Congress to do is to intercede right now and call President Biden and the executive branch to answer some tough questions. What are his specific objectives? What are the rules of engagement for our troops if we go there in a training capacity? And how do we ensure that this doesn't have some sort of mission creep where we end up being there for 20 years? There needs to be congressional approval before anything that resembles a permanent establishment of a troop presence in another country.
Has the president made it abundantly clear that there is a problem in the Horn of Africa, that there is terrorism that's being cultivated there? I mean, has he made that case to the American people yet?
I don't believe he has made that case to the American people, and I'm not saying that there isn't, issues there. There have been, the Horn of Africa has been a hotbed of instability and terrorist activity for many, many years. But no, he hasn't made that case, to the American people. There's not a clear objective here. And I think that he needs to not only answer the American people, but specifically to Congress and get congressional approval.
I want to ask you about something else that deals with foreign policy, and that is the fact. In fact, I saw an article on this the other day. Major U.S. defense contractors maintain China ties despite increasing tensions, and we're talking about name brand Fortune 500 companies like Raytheon and Bell Flight and Boeing, that they all seem to have connections to China. How do we rein that in?
Yeah, I think this is something that Congress needs to take a serious look at, and I'm going to be a part of taking a look at when I'm in the Senate next year, is when we have these defense contractors that, have such enormous contracts with our federal government. They are there, American-born and grown companies that help us to be on the leading edge of being a powerhouse in the world, that we do not do business with our adversaries. And to call the Chinese Communist Party anything other than an adversary is ignorant. And And so this is a case where, we've got companies who are prioritizing profits over security. And to me, that's an issue.
I want to ask you about something, and I was really pleased to see that you have accepted an invitation for a Senate debate on May 26th, hosted by KLAS TV Channel 8. First of all, has your opponent, Adam Laxalt, agreed to this debate? Will it happen?
I'm certainly hoping that it'll happen. I think that's the best thing for Republican primary voters, is to see the two leading candidates and anyone else who may qualify to be able to stand side by side and answer the tough questions, and even go back and forth where there's disagreement. And it's my understanding that Mr. Laxalt has declined this debate so far. I don't think it's too late for him to change his mind. And this is the sort of strategy that we unfortunately saw in his losing race to Governor Steve Sisolak.
You were a part of a previous debate. Can you talk a little bit about the highlights of that from your perspective? How did it go?
It was, heavy on kind of policy. It was more of a roundtable sort of discussion initially than a debate. And at the end, though, when asked about some contrast between the two of us, I got an opportunity to kind of just share how this campaign is a real grassroots campaign for Nevadans, and Mr. Laxalt's campaign is a D.C. campaign for D.C. And so we've got the endorsement of the Republican Party here in Nevada. Mr. Laxalt does not. We've got a grassroots operation that's knocked and called hundreds of thousands of Nevadans. And our donations are $63 an average donor. And so this is a campaign for Nevadans, by Nevadans. And I've also not let Nevadans down. When Mr. Laxalt was attorney general, he failed us by recommending that we implement red flag laws, which would allow liberal judges to confiscate weapons from law-abiding citizens. And he failed us on election integrity when he said that he was fighting for us and filing lawsuits to challenge illegal votes. The record shows that he did not do that as attorney general. And the only lawsuit he filed related to 2020 was weeks after the deadline to file. And anyone can see the evidence. It's not just my word, but I can see the evidence at realadamlaxalt.com.
Let me just ask you, do you fear that there's too much outside money, Washington PAC money, whatever it might be, that's coming into this race?
I don't fear it. I know it's there. It's been there for several months. And at the end of the day, I trust Nevadans to know what's best for us. And they're going to see through the outside, sort of dark D.C. money. And at the end of the day, I'm very confident that we will win this election in June, and we will go on and win the election in November, regardless of what kind of outside money comes in, because this whole campaign has been built around being there for Nevadans.
Let me ask you, Sam, there is, early voting beginning May 28th. We are right on the cusp of a primary election on June 14th. Can you tell me what it is your campaign needs right now from my listeners?
Yeah, look, we need people to vote. And I know that there's folks talking about red waves, and that can discourage a sense of urgency. We need to get out and vote now. We need to get back out and vote again in November. We need ambassadors. If you want someone like me to be your next senator, I need you to tell your friends. And at the end of the day, if anyone can donate to this campaign and join the over 35,000 others who have, go to CaptainSamBrown.com and donate today.
Sam, always good to visit with you. Be safe out on the on the campaign trail. I hope we can get you and Adam Laxalt together on May 26th on Channel 8, prime time. I think that would be good for our democracy and good for voters all across the state. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And I know we'll talk again soon.
All right, Kevin. Thank you.
There you have it. Captain Sam Brown joining us. And he says, his knowledge, the Laxalt campaign has not confirmed and, in fact, has turned down the debate on the 26th. I hope that that's that's not going to come come full circle. I really do, because I'd love to see the two of them toe-to-toe and let's debate. Let's debate. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Here's today's STEM tip. Make your selfies look even better with science. Take your pics at golden hour right before the sun sets. The wavelengths made by the atmosphere create a perfect golden light for that beautiful face of yours. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I don't go a week or maybe 2 weeks without running into some bar